You are listening to Ancient Voices, brought to you by Seven Stones Radio.
Hello, greetings, and welcome back to any of you who live by, follow, and celebrate the Wheel of the Year. I wish you a very blessed Lammas. Whew, August already. How are you doing? Remember to check in with yourself as you continue riding the summer tide of activity, which includes back-to-school prep at this point, and for many of you, the school year has already begun. I love summer. I'm a summer baby, a Leo. I thrive during the summer months. I know several of my peers tend to slow down and turn within during this season, in part because their businesses slow down. Families are home and they go on vacation, and they're looking to do something else, so my peers take this time to be quiet. But not me. I thrive during this season, and I pick up, and my energy's just flowing like crazy, and almost too much, because I usually have several projects in full swing, and my creative mind can be difficult to keep up with. And even though I'm happily preoccupied and enjoying everything that I'm doing, sometimes those old tapes start playing in my mind. Those thoughts and words and well-meaning advice that stand the chance to derail me. Through years of experience, I have learned the importance of quieting myself during this time. It helps me center and provides clarity. It refines my focus and reinvigorates me to keep the abundant productivity energies flowing. I still run into times when quieting the voices within is challenging, and I sense myself giving in to them. When this happens, I acknowledge them, identify from where or whom they originated. I talk to them, and if they no longer serve me in a fulfilling and positive way, I tell them so and move forward. In your life, you probably don't have to make half as many decisions as you think you do. The mind has been placed into such a high level of importance that it thinks it needs to be on all the time. Start to let go of that need to decide, to do, or to discern. Give yourself more space to allow things to come up. Daydream, but not too much. Daydreaming is an invitation to your imagination to wake up a little. It can break the vice grip of the rational mind and begin to relax it. With that relaxation, other things begin to surface. You may even experience epiphanies and revelations, which are the manifestations of divine knowledge. Healing the mental blocks and noise in our minds is a big deal for many of us. Some of you may be at the point along your spiritual journey where the quieting of your mind feels imperative. A degree of silence is calling you to heal. The healing power of silence can be profound. And I've talked with people who have had amazing experiences from taking week-long silent retreats. That act would probably be intense for most of us. The very idea of being silent for that long, not to mention the addition of meditating for that much time, probably produces audible groans and raised eyebrows for many of us. It's not the top of my list of favorite things to do, although I have worked through issues on my own, in silence, and in other ways. A silent retreat is just one more direction on the spiritual path that you are on. Overthinking is essentially a defense mechanism and a pattern that you have reinforced for years. Start to let that go. Your life will not fall apart because of it. There may be points along the spiritual awakening process that will tear your life apart because you begin to see all the things that must change. But now, know that letting go of decisions, judgments, and planning can give you a little more peace of mind. I propose that you undertake this stage of your spiritual path as a time to reprogram yourself. You have let society, for the most of your life, dictate what programs to download and install in your head. Now is the time for you to mindfully pick and choose what you want to occupy the space in your thoughts and in your heart. A good place to begin is to organize the overflowing and sometimes insistent thoughts and self-speak that is happening between your ears. Those voices come from someplace, and each is linked to a particular program, with each program serving a certain purpose. It has either been accepted by you or put there by you to defend an aspect of yourself, achieve a desire, avoid a fear, or justify your action or inaction. If you have a couple powerful internal programs, you may feel like you're trying to operate two completely different operating systems. This happens to many people during their spiritual awakening process because an old ego is being replaced by a higher vibrating spiritual ego. You begin to feel more like you are trying to live two separate lives, and that really can't be done. And on a side note, ego isn't a bad thing, folks. It's a tool, and we learn how to use it as we grow and develop. Don't give up on the mind, and you don't destroy the ego. Instead, you make a new contract. You are now running the show. Our minds are programs that know what they know. By itself, it will not evolve. But when you blend your connection to the universe with the mind, things start to open up. Putting a name to each voice can be a powerful technique to engage with what is happening. Some of the voices may be those of a coach, a teacher, a parent, an old supervisor, a clergy member, or even a life partner. As you name these aspects of your mind, also understand their purposes. If the voice of your parent haunts you to get more education and a higher paying job, yet you are happy with the school knowledge you have and enjoy your work and you pay your bills, and you know what? You can start to let that voice go. Try talking to that voice. I mean, obviously, it's been talking to you for a really long time. Tell it that you are happy, satisfied, and thriving. Thank it for the solid structure and guidance that helped you mature and prepared you for independence. This process may not immediately silence the voices in your head, but I have found that gratitude goes a long way towards letting go of issues and old mental programs that have lost their purpose. Trust me. Along the way, you are going to experience moments of deeper peace of mind. You will also start to feel empowered because you will feel less at the whim of your mind. Until now, your mind has been a ship on a rough sea. And now, you are taking the helm, starting to steer and direct it. Of course, this will entail navigating more rough seas. We have a lot of old tapes and mindsets lodged in our heads, and we need to figure out what actually belongs there and what serves the highest good. Your personal truth will start to emerge, and if you have trouble facing some of the things deep within, I encourage you to reach out for help, find a community for support, or study with a spiritual teacher. Know that with love, courage, and diligence, you clear a space for silence and peace, and your own amazing inner knowing will emerge. This has been Ancient Voices with Amber Hyland. Thank you for joining me today. I wish you peace and grace.